Federal prosecutors and defense lawyers delivered opening statements in Philadelphia today in the immigration fraud trial of a Liberian-born man accused of hiding his past as a war criminal. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, attorneys for the man known in Liberia as Jungle Jabba say the government is relying on testimony from members of a rival tribe who are fabricating stories to put him in jail.
Government lawyers told the jury that Muhammad Jabate lied to seek safe haven in the U.S. He told officials he was a member of the Liberian Secret Service, who was later persecuted by former President Charles Taylor on his asylum application, and it was granted. When Jabate settled in Delaware County 20 years ago and started a business, he left behind a secret past life. Assistant U.S. Attorney Nelson Thayer said this included looting, raping, and murdering defenseless villagers and diamond and gold miners along the hills of western Liberia. Some 250,000 people died in the civil wars in Liberia that ended in 2003, but the country has never prosecuted a war criminal. Journalist T.T. Garbo came to Philly from Monrovia, Liberia's capital, because Liberians are closely following the trial.
Vast majority of the people believe that people who have committed atrocities must pay for their actions, or what we had as a war in the country will not repeat itself.
But to Jabate's defense lawyer, Gregory Pagano, it's suspicious that witnesses took so long to come forward. Pagano says it was only when, quote, the world superpower came to Liberia did his, quote, mortal enemies start speaking out against him. Advocates of survivors of the Liberian Civil War say many did come forward, but nothing came of it. Nasheen Sakharati is a lawyer who represents victims of mass atrocities at the San Francisco-based Center for Justice and Accountability. She's been watching the trial.
There isn't any justice available within Liberia. So the only time we can see these individuals being prosecuted right now is in the United States or in a foreign country where these laws are available. So it's very important that these cases proceed.
Most of the trial will center on witnesses testifying about gruesome massacres. But Jabate is being charged essentially with paperwork crimes for lying on immigration documents by not revealing all the violent details of his life as a rebel commander. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.